Uddhava explaining about appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Subject matter, appearance of Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very mysterious subject matter and very bewildering also. And that is the reason that Krishna is saying, just by understanding about the nature of my appearance and my activities, janma karma cha me divyam evam jovita tattvatah, a transcendental nature of my birth and activities, that is sufficient to get perfection in our life. And that's why today we'll discuss about the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, as Prabhupada explaining towards the end of this chapter, many people are confused about the Lord. He has form or he does not have form. And Lord reveals his forms. He has form, but he does not reveal his form to everybody. Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabritam. He has eternal forms, but his yogamaya samabritam is covered by his yogamaya. But people, they think the Lord is all pervading, param brahma. That is true. One Maharaj, Radha Govinda Maharaj, is explaining, just like giving a material example. Just like in this room, there are many people dancing, many people speaking, cricket game going on in this room. Can you see it? Can anybody see the cricket game going on here? But it's true, it's going on. It's going on. Many people speaking, many people dancing, but you can't see it here. How? Because wherever cricket player game is going on, or dance going on, speech going on, so they are broadcasting through ethers, all of us pervading, all of the planet is there. You can't see it. But when you switch on the TV, then you can see it. It will catch and show you. The same way, Lord is all pervading, but even if it's all pervading, somewhere happening, right? If nobody is dancing at the TV center, it will not be an ether that you can catch here. Somebody dancing in TV center, so that you can see here. The same way, the all-pervading Lord is there, but he is somewhere in Golok Vrindavan, and people cannot see him if he is all-pervading. Just like somebody dancing in TV center, but they are all over the place, through ether, or you cannot see it until you switch on the TV. The same way, to see the Lord, what TV we have to switch on to see the Lord? That is bhakti. When bhakti switch will come, then you can see it. He'll manifest. That is what he is saying here, that so Ichha Upata Prithak Bapuhu. He appears in different forms. He appears in different forms. When he appears in different forms, Vishnu Chakrabadpad saying, Sambhavami yuge yuge. I appear in different, every millennium does not mean he creates a body for us. No. He never creates a body. He has unlimited form, anadi ananta rupam. From anadi time, he has ananta forms is there. So according to the mood of devotee, then he manifests that form. Just like we know the Lord has form, tortoise form, fish form, boar form. This is very bewildering for other community people, Muslim, Christian. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is a boar form. I go to Malaysia, the Muslims, there's a lot of Hindus. In Malaysia they say, oh, Hindus have a monkey god, elephant god, fish god, the mokatras. Yes, anadi anantarupam. Lord has unlimited forms from time immemorial. One Mahaprabhu was telling, once Lord incarnate in a horse form, he incarnate in tiger form. In some Purana explains, once Lord came in mosquito form also. But mosquito biting?
Yeah.
But they are not the ordinary mosquito, special mosquitoes. The point is, anadi ananta rupam, any form he can manifest. So that's why all our acharyas, if you go to the verse which explains about the appearance of God, they give so much explanation because they know this very bewildering subject matter. Just like all other community people like jnani, yogis, those they don't accept the Lord has the form. They take the straightforward meaning of the Vedic literature just like Krishna saying Aja. Or Vedic literature says the Param Brahma is Aja. Aja means one who never takes birth. He is Aja. Then they see Krishna has taken birth, Rama has taken birth. They don't accept he could be Param Brahma. But Vedic literature says the Param Brahma never takes birth. But nobody understands, that's a Krishna clearing. Yes, I take birth, but janma karma chame divyam. The transcendental nature of my appearance and activities has to be understood. And Prabhupada more clearly, he is saying about this word aja. Prabhupada is saying, yes, when Krishna says, I am aja, I never take birth. What he refers to the spiritual world. In spiritual world, in Golok Vrindavan, there is never a day that Krishna took birth. So that's why in spiritual world they have all kinds of festivals, Ras Lila, Dhulan Jatra, everything except one festival. They don't have Janmashtami there. So we are fortunate, we have one extra pastime here, Janmashtami. That's why when Krishna comes, he plans to come here. So many of his associates, they stand in line, whose term will be? They will go here, they can see Janmashtami festival here. So Krishna never takes birth in the spiritual world. So when Lord appears as a human being, as I have told before, the Krishna, Rama, their appearance is very bewildering. Their activities are very bewildering. You tell somebody Param Brahma, Bhagavan, oh, he is Nirakar. It's very easy to accept. Nirakar aspect is very easy to accept. Yes, we have all form. Param Brahma must be something special, no form. Very simple thing to accept. Then if you are, no, he has form. Oh, he has form, but he is staying in Vaikuntha. He has four arms, blue form, or something special. God means something special could be here. So it is easy to accept. But when you say Krishna is God, Rama is God, oh, Krishna is God. How Krishna can be God? He's stealing butter, he's running after girls, he's biting a stick, he's getting scared. How Rama can be God? He's banished to the forest. And when Sita is stolen by Ravana, then Rama is crying like, oh, you know, oh, my wife is stolen. So all these things people, they hear. It's very easy to understand they are not God. But that is the way, the primary criteria of the Param Brahma, that Mujjanti Jata Suraya. And he bewilders by his activities. What to speak of ordinary people are bewildered by the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What to speak of ordinary people, they don't understand the transcendental nature of appearance of God. Even great personalities, like Brahma, Indra, they don't also understand about the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Lord Krishna is saying that janma karma chame divyam, just by understanding the transcendental nature, one will become free from the material entanglement. So here, this verse Uddhava saying, still being controlled by your devotee's love, you accept many different forms, incarnating according to your devotee's desire. As Krishna has told, Bhagavad Gita, je jathamang prapadyante tang tathayva bhajamyam. According to your bhava, according to your mood, I will manifest in front of you. Here Uddhava saying, you accept a form according to the mood or bhava of your devotees. But in reality, Krishna, he manifests to devotees and non-devotees also. In devotees, by their love, Krishna wants, the way they want to see, Krishna manifests that form, that special form. And to non-devotees, he also manifests. No. It's not like Krishna doesn't give darshan to non-devotees. The non-devotees, they say, oh, I have no time to go to temple to take darshan of the deities. I'm so busy. I have to do my activities. Then Krishna says, oh, you're so busy. You have no time to come to see me. Okay, you stay in your house. One day I'll go to give my darshan to you. So he'll appear to everybody. In which form he'll appear? In the form of death. Mahakala form he'll come. That day you can say, oh, I have no time to see you. I'm not trying to surrender you. I'm taking my last cigarette, please wait a second. No, no, right now you have to surrender. See my... But that time you see, everybody will see God. And nobody will spare of having his darshan. But you will see the ghastly form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You don't see that beautiful, loving, samasundar form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, je jathamang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajamiham. Whatever special mood the devotees they have, so accordingly, Lord will manifest. But that doesn't mean, this is the verse, the Ramakrishna followers, they quote. Because Ramakrishna says, jatamat tatapat. Whatever path you take, or whomever you feel God, just worship Him. Ramakrishna philosophy is, that everybody is God. He says that where are you searching for God? All gods are sitting in front of you. Why are you searching for God? So then they say, in Bengal they say, oh, I see God through my father mother. Father mother is God for me. This kind of concept comes with Krishna saying that whatever way you think, I will appear. But here there's a Prabhupada saying, the Lord descends in selected spiritual bodies. That body manifests to the loving devotees, to please the devotees. Not like anybody, anyway they think Lord will just appear that. In any form they want, through the father, mother, whatever stone they worship, all kinds of speculated way of worship, Lord will not manifest like that. Lord is he is controlled by the devotees. So according to devotees' mood, the Lord may to fulfill the desire of the devotees, he may accept, not accept, he may manifest a special form. So that's why one has to understand Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explaining that Ajapishan Abhayatma Bhutanam Isharapishan Prakritim Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atmamaya. It's very, very important to understand the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where he is saying, Aja Apisan Abhayatma. Even if Aja, I am unborn, still I appear. But what is the speciality of my appearance? How my appearance differs? How my birth, Janma Karma differs from the Janma Karma of other living entities? That is Sambhavami Atma Maya. Aja Apisan Abhayatma Bhutanam Ishwara Apisan Prakritim Swam Adhishtaya. When I appear by my so prakriti, sambhavami atma maya. Atma maya, different acharyas, this maya word has been defined in so many different ways. The five Lord is descending, atma maya. Maya means, what is the meaning of maya? Illusion. Maya has many, Maya means mercy also. Because of my mercy, I appear. Maya means jnana. When I appear with sajnana. Not like the living entities, when they take birth, they become ajnana, senseless. Isn't it? When the baby takes birth, he becomes ajnana. I have heard they put hot water into the baby. Baby does not cry, they put hot water in India. Yeah, so the baby will cry. They think he has some jnana. But the Lord appears. He appears with sagyan. Full knowledge. He appears with full knowledge. So in this way, if we analyze Lord's appearance, then we see how it is transcendental. But people, they don't discuss all these things. Just like they think, oh, he's just appearing for Devaki and Vasudev. But our acharyas, they have explained. What is the Devaki and Vasudev? It's just some ordinary lady, Devaki. That any living entity, as we have heard in Purana, Devaki and Vasudev, in previous life, who they were, Devaki Vasudev, they're doing tapasya. That is why they did tapasya. Okay, Sutapa and Prishni. And they're doing tapasya. And then the Lord appeared, said, what do you want? I want a son like you. Okay, there is nobody like me, I will become your son. So he appeared as Prishni Garbha. Then next time he appeared as Vamanadev from Kashyapa and Aditi. Then he appeared as Krishna from Vasudeva and Devaki. So Jiva Goswami explaining, from this one may think that Sutapa and Prishni, by dint of his austerity, their austerity, they could be able to get Supreme Person of Godhead as their son. But then he said, no, this is illusion to think like that. That somebody, by doing tapasya, you can get Supreme Person of Godhead by your son. That cannot happen. Nobody can become father, mother of God. No, you can get a position of father, mother position, but you can't become father, mother of God. The father, mother of God, they're very special. They come from spiritual world. Nanda, Jasoda, Devaki, Vasudev, they are all in spiritual world. Krishna is there eternally. Nanda, Vasudev, Devaki, Jasoda, they are all eternally spiritual world. But only thing in spiritual world, there is never a day that Devaki gave birth to Krishna. And from that day, she was regarded as mother of Krishna. There is never a day like that. Eternally, Devaki Vasudev there and Krishna Balaram also there. But eternally, they are thinking, we are father, mother of Krishna and Balaram. They never give birth in the spiritual world. But they have an abhiman, they have a bhav, in order to release different rasa, santa, dasa, sakha, vatsalya, madhur ras. So all these personalities, how they come to existence? What is for the seed is fast or the tree is fast? If there is no seed, how tree will come? If there is no tree, how seed will come? So how they come to existence? Nanda Jasoda fast or Krishna is the fast? So this is the question, how all these living beings occur, spiritual world, well, everything is living. Everything is conscious, there is no non-living entity, they are all living entities. But then how they take birth, how they come to existence? Sometime I was thinking one day in our ISKCON books, long before, when first I have not become devotee of ISKCON, I see you have nice paintings in milk ocean, Lord Vishnu sleeping there, lying down with nice silk cloth, nice necklace, nice earring, all these kinds of things is sleeping there, middle of the milk ocean. Sometimes the question arises to me, the silk cloth this Vishnu is wearing, which factory this silk cloth was prepared? By which ship it was transported to that middle of the ocean? Who making these earrings? What is all these things? We are just putting some picture like that. Is there Vishnu sleeping? Who is supplying the cloth, ornaments, all these things? How are things happening? This sounds like some speculation. No, many things. And I asked a very ordinary devotee, that how these things happen? That ordinary, just see how Krishna reveals knowledge, even if somebody looks like ordinary. Then he told me, one simple brahmachari, then he told me, no Maharaj, in spiritual world production doesn't take place like this, so all come Lord's energy manifests. Then I realized, it's true, everything, the transformations of Lord's energy, Lord has these three energies, Sandhini Shakti, Samit Shakti, Haladini Shakti. And everything manifests from energy. It is not like that It has to be created somewhere through some factory or something like that. Lord has his Sandhini Shakti, just like, you know, Radharani, he has Alladhini Shakti. The Alladhini Shakti means that potency, pleasure-giving potency, which gives pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this Shakti known as Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti means that potency he retains within him. That is not depending upon some external energy, because Lord is Atmaram. He cannot depend upon others. He has to do everything from within himself. So his energy, somebody else cannot give pleasure to Lord. He has to be happy within himself. So within himself he has energy, that is known as Alladhini Shakti, which internally gives him pleasure. And sometimes that Alladhini Shakti takes a form, and that is Srimati Radharani. When she is within Krishna's body, it is known as Amurta, unmanifested. That Alladhini Shakti takes forms as a Murta or manifested. In the same way, Krishna's ever existential potency, the Sandhini Shakti, the manifestation of Sandhini Shakti, Nanda, Jasoda, Devaki, Vasudev, the parents of Krishna, because they have to carry Krishna. Somebody has to carry Krishna. Anybody cannot carry Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mother Jasoda, Mother Devaki, carrying Krishna within their womb. So any lady cannot carry the Parambrahma Supreme Personality of in their womb. That cannot happen. That has to be from his Swarup Shakti, not from Tatastha Shakti or external energy. So all these parents of Supreme Personality of Godhead, they eternally existing there. So Jiva Goswami explaining. So their partial expansion, this is Suttapanda Prishni, the partial expansion, they're all partial expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way we have to understand the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that how he does not take birth like a common living entities, that we take birth in this material world. So that is the reason how high our acharyas, they're trying so much. And Srila Jiva Goswami, he is giving example that Lord Krishna personally went to home of Jambavan, that how Lord appears in different form for his own pleasure. Sometimes he appears to enjoy by fighting with his devotees, and devotees that are so much attached to a particular form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't like any other form. Just like when Krishna appeared in front of Jambavan, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Jambavan is fighting. Until unless Krishna appeared in front of him as Ram Swarup. When he saw Rama Swarup, oh, you are my Lord. He accepted. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for a devotee, a particular form, he feels very happy. So much so, that Krishna was forced to show his Rama form, otherwise he will not be happy. As long as you don't show my Rama form, I am not happy. Until that. As a devotee, there is one in Orissa, we have a temple, there is a Rama temple, Raghunath temple. So one day, one Krishna Bhakta came. Then it is very common, any sadhu sannyasi comes, temple, they give prasad. So they gave him prasad. But the Rama lives in forest, no? Fat rice, whatever he gets, he eats that. So that temple, they just give, you know, some rice, or some simple, some spinach, very simple prasad they offer to Ramchandra. And this devotee came, so they gave prasad. Then one saw this prasad. What is this prasad? This is not my Lord prasad. My Krishna doesn't eat things like this. The Krishna thinks eats very fine rice, very nice things. This could not be offered to God. Said, no, it's Ram's prasad. No, I don't eat this prasad. My Lord has not eaten. You have to use fine rice, ghee, all nice ingredients. Then I'll eat. And temporal management thought, the sadhu will return dissatisfied, not good. So then they cooked everything, all nice ingredients, varieties things. And the pujari is going to offer, when he is offering Ram mantra, Lord Krishna, the deity transferred to Krishna deity and accepted that prasad. The point is how accepted the food, that prasad that devotee took. The point is, if he is Supreme Person of Godhead, so according to his devotee's mood, the particular form he likes, that form he has to manifest. Which has developed a particular form. Like Murari Gupta, he was Hanuman previous life, very devoted to Lord Ramchandra. When he came in association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he realized how Krishna is the greater, great, original personality. So being a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is trying his best how to develop devotion unto Krishna. But whatever way he is trying, he is so fixed with Ram, he could not deviate, you know, his attachment to Krishna. And same time, he is feeling very attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, obligated to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is thinking, oh, my life is useless because I cannot take my mind from Ram and fix to Krishna. And Krishna is the chief among all the forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching like that. So my life is useless because I cannot fix my mind onto Krishna. So that day he is thinking, I must commit suicide. So he took a knife, he is keeping under his pillow. That night he will commit suicide. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is antarjami. So before he go to bed, Mahaprabhu entered. Oh, Murari Gupta, how is everything going on? Everything is okay. Yes, yes, everything is okay. I'm going to take rest. So what is your plan tonight? Something special you have planned? No, no, no plan. I am very happy. Then Mahaprabhu picked up the pillow and took the knife. What is this knife for? Mahaprabhu understand. He's antarjami. He realized he's going to commit suicide because he cannot take his mind from Rama and fix onto Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu is very happy. And Mahaprabhu said that that servant is the real servant who never gives up his master. So you are perfect in your sadhana. Hanuman also told same thing. Janaki Nath and Srinath, though same, there is no difference between Ram and Narayan. So my mind is always with Janaki Nath. I can't give up Ramchandra. So in this way we see how focused the mind of a devotee in an unlimited form, the particular form, the devotee develops his loving attraction. Not only different forms like Rama, Narayana, Narasingha, Bamana, even with Krishna form. Somebody attached to Samasundar deity, somebody attached to Madan Mohan deity, somebody attached to Gopinath deity. It's all Krishna. But still they are attached to a different particular deity. They feel we all, my Lord is Radha Govinda. So Radha Govinda is Radha Giridhari, whatever is particular deity, they become very attached to that deity, the specific name for the specific pastimes. That is how the devotee they fix their mind. Not only that, to same Lord, also devotees in particular bhava, or in Santa Bhava, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhur. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining, for a devotee, whoever in whichever bhava he is worshipping, Lord he is worshipping, that bhava is highest. Like for Hanuman worshipping Ramchandra with servitorship, that is the highest. For Hanuman can never think, I will have friendship with Ramchandra. He will never think like that. He will always think, I will serve Lord Ramchandra. So in this way, Vishwanatha Chakravarti is explaining the verse, je jathamang prapadyante tang tathayo bhajamyam. The Ramakrishna Mission people, they quote this verse when we challenge them, where you find in Bhagavad Gita jatamat tatapat? Krishna is saying, there is one mat, one path, sarvatharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja. Why are you saying jatamat tatapat? Then they quote this verse, je jathamang prapadyante. Now, whatever way you want, I will manifest this whatever way you want. So, whatever way, the jathamang prapadanta means, in whatever bhava you surrender to me, nisanta, dasya, sakha, vatsalya, in the same way, Lord will reciprocate. The way the devotee develops the desire, the specific form, the specific pastime, a specific way, mood to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same way Lord also reciprocated. So Uddhava, same thing. There are so many places in Bhagavatam. The same thing has been explained, how Lord appears. Well, in South India, in Sridangam, Guruvayur temple, there is one Narayan Bhatta. He's a great scholarly personality. He's such a great devotee and scholarly personality that he wrote Bhagavatam. He wrote Bhagavatam in the local language. So they say, Lord sits in front of him. Then he tells, Lord, did you come in Kurma Avatar like this? The Lord says, yes. Then he writes. Everything he says, Lord, yes, he writes. Big Pandit. Then he goes every day to the temple. Then one villager comes every day. He also chants a mantra to Lord, prayers. So he is praying in the prayers. You are Amarapati. Amarapati, Amar means the demigods. Amar means one who never dies, the demigods, glorifying the Lord. You are Amarapati, you are the Lord of the demigods. So his village is not so pandit. So when he is chanting the mantra, in mistake he says Marapati. Mara is the complete opposite. Now Marapati means people are dead people. Mara, you are Lord of the dead people. Then this Narayan Bhatta, he is hearing, standing next to this devotee, and he is feeling very uncomfortable. What a foolish person are you? The Lord is Amarapati, this guy is saying Marapati, Marapati, feeling very uncomfortable. Then after prayer, he went and got on his case. Why are you foolishly telling Marapati? The Lord is glorified as Amarapati, and you are telling him Marapati. Very angry. Then that night, the Lord appeared to this Narayan Bhatta, very angry. Saying, what you know, you are big pandit or what? My devotee is saying Marapati, that is correct, Marapati. You think I am the Lord of Amara, demigods? I am not the, who is the Lord of all these Maras? You are Lord of all the Maras? I am Lord of Amara and Mara. Why, this Narayan Bhatta told, do you think Lord is like a tree? Now something compared like, Lord is like a tree, Marapati, Lord is a tree. Then Lord saying, who think the Lord, I am Lord of everybody. My devotee is saying, I am Marapati, that is also correct. The next day, the Lord appeared in the form of a tree. Then he could see, the Lord is in the form of a tree. The Lord proved, now, whatever way, he reciprocates his devotee. For the Shastra says, Amarapati, let it be Amarapati. But I am also Marapati, my devotee thinks that I appeared to, and I will appear to him. So in this way, the whole thing is devotion, not only by mental speculation. You just worship something by speculating, my father, my mother, this, that, they're all God. That way this will not happen. If somebody is like that, then Lord, the bhakti vasa bhagavan, he is controlled by the love and devotion of his devotee, then he manifests that form, his eternal form to his devotees. So this is very interesting point that Uddhava is explaining. Here, but how the Supreme Person of Godhead he appears. So people that don't know, well, Prabhupada has explained so nicely all these things, so understand the transcendental nature of the Supreme Person of Godhead. So people that get bewildered, they don't know. You have any comment or any questions? Dravida Prabhu, you are allowed to only give comments, no questions.
No, I'm just a little confused about the last part of that story. How is it? It's not that the tree is the Lord of the dead people.
No, actually, I had like 10, 15 years before when I visited Gurubayur. They have a tree there also, where Lord Narayan is manifesting there. Narayan Bhatta, he was telling, he told his Lord of the tree or something like that, he said. But he said, Marapati. Tree is like dead.
Not moving. It means like stationary.
Something to that I don't clearly remember to this. Yeah.
Like you would say, are you a dull stone? Are you dead?
Yeah, something like that.
Did that refer to Yamaraj or anything like that?
No, not to Yamaraj. So there are many, many pastimes how Lord reciprocates to the mood of his devotees, walking, going here, there, just like that man came to Jagannath Puri, he could not see his elephant head. He was thinking, Lord, my Lord is Vinayak. Then Lord said, okay, you come, you will see me in that form also. He manifested that form. to satisfy the devotee.
But are we saying that Gajendra is Krishna, Ganapati? He's a devotee of Krishna.
No, Gajendra, I don't know. This is Ganapati Bhakta.
So who, what form of Vishnu is with an elephant head?
No, from here, maybe he was a Ganesh Bhakta, could be. Maybe he's from South India, he was a Ganesh Bhakta, but he read that Parambrahma is there in Puri, you take darshan, you look at liberation, so he came all the way, because he was too attached to Ganesh. He saw this black face, oh, he's not my lord, then he was leaving Puri. But Jagannath thought, oh, nobody can leave my dham, being dissatisfied. He said, okay, you come, we'll
so
see.
He manifested for me.
He manifested that Ganesh form also. Then Lord said, what boon you want? Then he said that you give darshan in this form in every Snan Purnima, when you come to this altar of Snan Bedi. From that day, they decorate this Gaja base in Jagannath Puri.
But isn't it also stated that Krishna appears, incarnates in all forms of life?
Yeah. All forms, Krishna once appeared in elephant form also. In Tirupati, there is one devotee of Balaji. Balaji, he has friendship with Balaji. Balaji used to go every day to play dice with him. So one day, when he went to play with him in the house, he left his bangle. Ramdas Baba. Very poor Ramdas Baba's bangle. The next day, the bangle is missing. Then this story I heard there in Tirupati. They're searching every place, then they found the bangle in this Ramdas Baba house. Then they arrested him, put him to jail. Then something happened, they put him in jail. Okay, if you're a real devotee, of the Balaji, then he said, no, Balaji came, Balaji playing with me, this, that. Then if you're real, you prove. Then they put a big warehouse, go down, filled with the sugar cane, sugar cane. Then he said, if Balaji, you are so friendly with Balaji, we put in sugar cane warehouse, you finish all the sugar cane by tonight to test you. Then he prayed to the Lord, how can I eat all the sugar cane like this? Then Lord appeared as an elephant. Began with one night, he finished all the sugar cane. So that pastor, if you go, then he is called as a Hatiram Baba. Then they call him Hatiram Baba, because the Lord appeared as an elephant to help him, called Hatiram Baba. The point is, Lord can appear in any form. So this is another thing. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanande.